House vote on impeachment rules.
Setting the stage for public hearings and charges against President Trump.
Washington wins World Series.
This is huge. It's amazing.
Relentless struggle in Southern California.
We want to maintain our vigilance just because it is an active firefight.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaif, and we're just hours from an important vote in the House of Representatives that will formalize the impeachment inquiry. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says it will clear the way for this political drama to play out in public.
The resolution does provide for the president's counsel to take part in impeachment hearings, but that participation wouldn't start until the work is handed off to the Judiciary Committee by Intelligence Panel Chairman Adam Schiff. Democrats have compared the closed-door process Schiff has used to date to a grand jury proceeding in which testimony is collected in secret. But Republicans say Schiff has hardly been acting like an impartial gatherer of facts.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on what's been learned on closed-door testimony this week about President Trump's July phone call to Ukraine.
Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman, the top Ukraine advisor at the White House, testified that he was so disturbed by the pressure President Trump put on the Ukrainian president in July that he rushed to White House lawyer John Eisenberg's office after the July 25th call. According to the Washington Post, Vindman told Eisenberg that what the president did was wrong. Eisenberg then proposed moving the call summary to a highly classified server and restricting access to it.
National Security Council advisor Tim Morrison stepped down from his post yesterday. Today, he'll testify in the inquiry. Well, forget politics. Baseball ruled the night in the nation's capital.
We finally did it! We finally did it!
A celebration for the Washington Nationals' first World Series title.
We never quit. There's no quitting this team. The fight is finished.
The fight's finished.
The Nats, riding a come-from-behind rally, took the seventh and deciding game in Houston, a 6-2 win over the Astros. It was a sea of champagne in the Washington clubhouse, dousing manager Dave Martinez, who just 5 months ago was fighting to keep his job as the team struggled.
I will celebrate with my boys because we are the world champions.
Pitcher Steven Strasburg was named series MVP. Now to Southern California, where red flag warnings for extreme winds remain in place through tonight. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the effort to contain wildfires.
The strong winds are back and new fires are starting in different areas. East of Los Angeles, some homes have burned. It's going to be another day where one spark, along with winds, can ignite a dangerous fire. There have been some tense moments, residents being ordered to leave their homes.
They go to each front door and tell you immediate evacuation, and they make sure you leave right then and there.
This woman's home survived, but the flames got uncomfortably close.
Your heart races, you don't know what to do, you're in panic at that point because it's coming down closer and closer. Your homes are right here.
Here in Simi Valley, just outside of L.A., the Reagan Presidential Library was threatened. At one point, thick, dark smoke engulfed everything. Some landscaping was destroyed, but the building itself was not damaged. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Simi Valley, California.
In Northern California, there have been wildfire evacuations and forced power outages. Brian Cherry's senior living center lost power for 2 days.
Total darkness. Every hallway, every stairwell, we were left on our own. You know, it's just neighbor trying to help neighbor.
Twitter says it's going to ban political ads. The company says it's a move to head off misinformation, but experts say it could hurt public interest nonprofits and candidates who are not well known. CNET's Ian Schur.
Twitter's saying, you know what? We're not going to let you post anything. Mm. You can want to post about your cat, and you can't do it. You're going to have to do it the way that everyone else does. You're going to have to put up a tweet that everyone wants to share. That's a really fascinating idea. Of course, it means that Twitter may lose a little bit of money here, but they gain a ton of publicity out of being a company that says, you know what? We're not going to get involved in this fight.
I'm Matt Piper. While Twitter is banning political ads, Facebook says it expects to sell more than $400 million of political ads next year ahead of the election. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg defended the company's decision not to fact-check political ads, telling investors on an earnings call that political advertising was free speech, while downplaying its role as a moneymaker for Facebook.
We're learning more about what led up to last weekend's U.S. military operation that resulted in the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. CBS's Chip Reed has more on a person who flipped on the ISIS leader.
CBS News has learned the informant was a former ISIS member turned spy for the Syrian Democratic Forces, the U.S. ally that fought against ISIS. He became a trusted confidant of the terror leader, but ultimately betrayed him. A senior Kurdish official said he was motivated by revenge over the way his relatives were treated by ISIS, and he no longer believed in the terror group's future. According to the Washington Post, U.S. officials say he will receive all or part of the $25 million reward bounty for al-Baghdadi.
It seems President Trump declassified the name of the dog in the al-Baghdadi raid. He tweets, Conan will soon visit the White House. Yesterday, the president posted an altered image of him putting a medal on the dog. It came from an actual medal presentation to a human 2 years ago. Overseas, South Korea's military says North Korea fired two projectiles toward its eastern sea. It comes as nuclear talks with the U.S. remain stalled. Now to Chicago, where there's a tentative deal in the teachers' strike, but it's not known when classes are going to resume. The union wants Mayor Lori Lightfoot to add school days to cover time lost by the strike.
Here we are after students have missed 10 days of class, and the CTU leadership has chosen to throw a curveball into the process rather than say yes to victory.
Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey.
We need instructional time with those students, and we do not understand why the mayor cannot simply call and say, we'll give you an agreement to make up the instructional time.
A study in a medical journal says once calories were posted on fast food menus, people in three states surveyed cut back on orders, passing on things like fries and desserts. But the decrease was small, and researchers say over time might not continue or amount to much. It's Halloween, a day for costumes, candy, pumpkins, and black cats.
Black cats are often associated with bad luck and witchcraft. In Japan, they're thought to bring good luck.
While black cats do get wrapped up in outdated myths, the truth is that they are just as sweet and lovable as the next feline.
And the ASPCA's Kelly DeChico says they can make a great pet if you give them a chance.
We encourage potential adopters to keep an open mind and heart when adopting because you may fall in love with a pet you've never considered before.
But some shelters suspend black cat adoptions around Halloween because they're worried that the cats will be hurt or abandoned right after the holiday. Mara Rubin, CBS News.
Well, there will be scary movies and a lot more on HBO's new Max streaming service. AT&T says that service is going to launch in May for $15 a month. Debuting tomorrow is Apple TV Plus. It's seen as an underdog with fewer original programs. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.